Hello, and welcome to the Cancer Horizons podcast. In each episode, you'll hear from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what CURE does best: provide cancer updates, research, and education.
For Dr. Dustin Deming, the ACI Schwenn Family Associate Professor in the Division of Hematology, Medical Oncology, and Palliative Care at UW School of Medicine and Public Health, the diagnosis of rectal cancer 2 weeks after receiving his first faculty appointment required an education of a different sort. Dustin, as he told CURE, needed to learn how to be a patient. Dustin was 31 at the time of his diagnosis in 2012, married and with a 12-week-old daughter who he'd brought to his colonoscopy appointment. Treatment with surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation followed, with Dustin working as he was able to do so. After being cancer-free for 8.5 years, Dustin experienced a recurrence in 2020. He received further chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, followed by a second recurrence about a year later that was treated with surgery and chemotherapy. Approximately 10 months after his last surgery, he tells CURE that he has no evidence of cancer. Dustin spoke with CURE's Cancer Horizons podcast about his cancer journey, the connections it's created with his patients, and his continuing dedication to treating others.
It's, you know, obviously extremely ironic and potentially life-shattering at the time. You know, when I was diagnosed, I had a 12-week-old daughter who came to the colonoscopy with me. Getting that kind of news at 31, I don't think anybody's prepared for. Having been a colon cancer doctor and researcher was helpful in that it provided me insight into what we needed to do, but it was also terrifying in that I knew all the dirty secrets.
I feel like most times I speak with patients or survivors, we talk about the fact that a diagnosis comes with a crash course in oncology that no one was expecting to take.
Yeah.
You already had all that information ready to go. I would imagine that, like you said, both, it would be very, on the one hand, very empowering knowing as much as you did, but also on the other hand, very scary knowing as much as you did.
Yeah. So for me, the crash course was in being able to allow my medical friends to be my doctors. So that was the part that I really had to wrap my head around. I knew what we needed to do. I knew what I was about to go through, but I hadn't sat in the patient chair before. And so the crash course that I had to enter was the crash course in what it's like to be a patient. Typically with colon cancer, we think that after 5 years following your surgery, there's less than a 1% chance that the cancer would come back. And so we were kind of all of the mindset that this cancer was behind us. And my wife and I had always wanted to buy a farmette out in the country. And so we went and did that and were in the midst of fixing it up when I started having symptoms. Started out actually because I had clots in my legs was the kind of the first symptom that the cancer was back, because we were out beyond what we would typically look for screening, meaning I wasn't having CT scans to look for the cancer anymore. It wasn't until I had symptoms related to blood clots that we actually found that the cancer was back.
And what happened next?
More chemotherapy. So did another 6 months of pretty intensive chemotherapy, more intensive than the first time. Underwent more radiation and surgery again. Excitingly, we got through that operation looking like we were without evidence of the cancer coming back. Unfortunately, about a year later, that cancer came back again in kind of a neighboring area to where it had been before. So was back on chemo again. This time we didn't do the radiation because we'd already been radiated twice in the similar area. But then most recently, this past April, underwent surgery again. And excitingly, again, had negative margins and am now, what, 10 months out or so from surgery without any evidence of the cancer back.
How has your history as a patient kind of informed your dynamic that you establish with patients who you now form relationships with?
Having been a patient myself, I feel like, now I don't know how it feels for each individual patient, but I know how it feels for me. I know how it feels to hear the cancer word. I know how it feels to have to go through chemo, radiation, and multiple surgeries. So every time I meet a patient for the first time, I sit down and tell the patients kind of where I've been so that they know where I'm coming from, and also make sure that they know that I now get it and that I'm actually truly honored to be part of the team helping take care of them. I know what it means to trust oncologists with your care, and I'm so glad that I'm here to be able to help more patients. The biggest part from a patient perspective, as far as fighting cancer, a big part of it is the mental side of it. And it's important to understand how serious a situation is and swallow that down and take it to heart. Don't try to ignore or, not focus on that. But then you also need to take it one day at a time. Doing the things that you can do, staying positive, taking care of yourself, enjoying time with loved ones are all, really the keys to success in this process.
I'd imagine it was probably very difficult for you because I know a lot of people, when they're going through hard times personally, kind of throw themselves into their work. And
Yeah, so I
that
had
really
many.
wasn't an escape for you.
Yeah, so I had many family members after I was first diagnosed. They're like, "Oh, get back to work, carry on life as normal. That'll really take your mind off of cancer." And I'm like, "Do you have any idea what I do for a living? This is not at all something that I can escape from, and nor do I really want to. There's personal time with family that I can escape, which is healthy and helpful, but it's also so rewarding for me to be in clinic with patients."
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cancer Horizons podcast or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cancer Horizons podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Cure Today and on X at Cure_Today. And be sure to sign up for Cure's e-newsletter for the latest in cancer updates, research, and educational opportunities.